Oh, Algerian men, even though they're only like one half of 1%, 18%+ of the rapes in Sweden. 84% Africans and Muslims. Because in the culture there, if a woman ain't covered up, it's gang rape time, baby. If your 10-year-old daughter's out on the street playing hopscotch and she's not attended, not wearing a beekeeper suit, she fair game. And I got a video out of Germany where I am Pakistani. I love my huge two-story home. I love my two wives. I have 9 children. My job is to have children and destroy Germany. I am here to destroy Germany. Thank you for the money. And he's laughing to the camera. The arrogance. Who do you think signs up at a UN refugee center to come to France or England? It's 90%+ military-aged men from the poorest, worst areas. And they have UN-sponsored TV ads in German and in English with 10-year-old girls wearing schoolgirl outfits saying, I'm waiting for you, Abdul. I want to be your baby. Come to me here in England, little girls waiting for you. Come, Daddy, come to me now. I'm waiting, Abdul. I'm waiting, Muhammad. I need you. And they have the schools produce it. Welsh TV, Irish TV. Come, Abdul. Come, Hamed. Come. I'm waiting. My baby. My baby. And the men say, I see. Muhammad say, marry 9-year-old. I see 10-year-old. Want me? I come. And they have TV shows where I'm 14. I married a Muslim. He's 25. I love him. I'm having his third baby. It's so great. These are the sick leftist governments, man. Oh, all the freebie, free houses, free everything. Just come here. Just rape the women. Just pedophile us. I mean, it's one thing if you're a married man and you like to get cucked and watch 10 dudes, you know, bang out your wife. That's bad enough. But the left wants to get our kids banged out and maybe sold into sex slavery. This is the real cucking. By the way, if you're a new viewer, give this last segment to McBrain. Get the government-sponsored stuff with 10-year-old schoolgirls hacking their legs up, their skirts. Oh, baby, I'm waiting. Get the stuff out of Germany. Get it all, and we're going to show you again. Not one, not two, but four different children's programs in Germany, state-run, tell children to convert to Islam, and then they show 14- and 15-year-old girls hugging and kissing their 25-year-old Muslim, so-called Syrian migrant boyfriend. They're sabotaging Western culture while bringing in 10 million military-age men into Europe the last 4 years and literally running TV advertisements to children saying, marry Muslim men, convert to Islam. Canada is basically, by fiat, letting Muslim men marry 9-year-olds.
Another documentary broadcast on German public TV favorably presented a relationship between a 16-year-old German girl and an adult Syrian man. The Muslim migrant tells his girlfriend to dress modestly and consider converting to Islam. Scientists have even proposed mass drugging the population with oxytocin, a drug that increases feelings of trust, so they feel more accepting of migrants. What we're witnessing in Germany is nothing less than the mass indoctrination of the population. This is a huge re-education program aimed at normalizing Islam. Germans are being trained that they need to assimilate to Islamic mores and cultural norms, not the other way around. This is why women are being told to travel in groups. This is why gender-segregated safe zones are being set up in major cities for major events. This is submission. Migrants were responsible for a 92% increase in reported violent crimes in Germany. Is it any wonder that German cities with the highest population of migrants also have the highest crime rate? Is it any wonder terrorism cases in Germany have increased by more than 900% in 5 years? To the point where children's playgrounds have to be guarded by armed police. And what solution has Germany's grand coalition government offered to address all this? They're going to continue letting in 200,000 mostly Muslim migrants a year, every year.
12-year-old girl admit to entice migrants to come to Wales. The Refugee Council is a far-left group. They tell young girls, girls, go get a Muslim who just came over, 80% military-age men, and even get on a plane with them. Go back to the Middle East, where in many cases, you're never seen again, sweetheart.
When you lie with your head on my heart, I feel so alive. You give me more life, more joy. I'll do anything to make you happy. I promise you. He often steers me where I don't want to go. I can't wear short clothes, only long ones. Dresses must be knee length, nothing more. And not short.
All right, we're going to break. We have new videos this week, new ones of all of this. It's even worse.
I also notice your cup is stained blue on the inside.
I've been caught.
You got a little, did you find some methylene blue floating around here?
I did, man. I commandeered some from Harrison's office.
Yeah, it's JonesStore.com. Check out the supplements we have, 25% off apparel. Methylene blue, you can get for 50% off if you get a subscription and you never run out. So,
amen.
I know Stuart's going to be looking for a bottle. I'm going to go try to track one down for him while.
If you don't mind, I have a bottle that fills.
Do you like? Oh, you like both. What do you like better?
You know what? I like them both.
Okay.
When I'm traveling, the pills definitely.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah, it's not gonna. You're not worried about it breaking open or.
No, like on the way over here, I took a couple.
Yeah.
You know, while I'm driving.
Yeah. So with driving, did you feel more alert while you were driving? Or
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I took a couple shots while I'm in here, in lieu of coffee. You guys ran out of coffee, so I only got some methylene blue.
That's all he needs is a little methylene blue.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I am your embattled host with my battle-hardened crew, coming to you intrepidly from the dauntless InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, transmitting against tyranny in defense of human liberty worldwide! In the past, in the present, and in the future, we will continue on. Regardless of what the enemy does, or regardless if we are struck down, because this war is eternal. What comes around goes around. The universe is a two-way street, and that's just the first level. No one will escape justice. No one will escape truth. No one will escape death, the great equalizer. All right, everything I'm about to cover that is beyond critical and historic is interconnected. But there has been a development in the last few months that hasn't gotten a lot of attention. It's starting to, and it's not just the officials that you've heard about. It is a lot of the key people in the administration, not just in the cabinet, and also a lot of other key people in infrastructure around the country, also in private corporations, have been moving to fortified military bases to live, and those bases have hardened bunkers for nuclear war. But the main reason this is being done is for the coming civil war that we're spotlighting and exposing to affect the battle space if they're able to trigger it, but working hard, pray God to stop it. But now it's finally hitting the Atlantic, which is the left arm of the CIA. Top Trump officials are moving onto military bases. What is that about? Well, I'll explain it. Then Trump orders the nuclear testing that's been frozen for 31 years, underground testing. Since the early 70s, there's been no above ground. But since the 90s, no below ground. And they say, oh, we need to test the weapons to know if they work. They have computer models. They know they work. They don't need to do the testing. But the testing is a demonstration of the destructive power where you plant one under a mountain and then detonate it and the whole mountain collapses. And it's like, you want that dropped on your ass? And so this is a demonstration to the world. The problem is, then everybody else is going to start doing it. And then the Chinese are going to, the last ones that have done above ground testing, you can pull up the last above ground nuclear test, China, or it might have been Russia, they did it right beside each other. You can pull those up where they just tested super gigantic underground detonations and above ground. So Trump's doing it as a demonstration of power. I wouldn't have done it. I'm not mad at Trump for doing it. I understand why he's doing it, but I look, the Russians and the Chinese know, okay? And we know what they got. So it's like, why do you need to show somebody what something does? When, believe me, they're nuclear physicists and weapons makers know exactly what goes on. And again, hydrogen bombs are tinker toys compared to the classified nasties that are out there, including high-powered antimatter guns, antimatter bombs. And it's really ridiculous because they theoretically know what they'll do and they debate it. But yes, they leaked it 20 years ago, the Air Force on purpose, that the U.S. has isolated antimatter and has antimatter weapons that are estimated, even just a tiny piece of it would blow the planet completely into smithereens. A larger weapon, obviously, would destroy the entire solar system. So that's the point we're to. The atomic bomb is in theoretical equations from Max Planck, the German quantum mechanics founder, in the 1892 documents. So if you think the stuff we dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki is what we've got now, or you think the hydrogen bombs detonated that were up to 500 times more powerful, if you think that's what the world has, what these countries have, think again. So we've really reached the Atlantean moment. Whether you believe Atlantis existed or not, you know, where Plato, the famous historian and father of modern philosophy, said Troy was. They didn't believe it, and then later they went and excavated and found a huge city that was underground. It had been built up on, collapsed, as described by Plato. And it basically, most of what he talked about that they weren't sure was real or not, they found. And they keep finding everything that's in the Bible right where they said it was. So, and so many of the Egyptian history, people go, oh, that's just a fable. And then they find it. There's 4,000-year-old Egyptian documents saying there's huge, giant bases under the Great Pyramid Complex, and now it's all there. So whether you believe Atlantis existed or not, where this big base, a small continent out in the Atlantic Ocean, and it describes automatons, big machines that humans rode in, but were humanoid and flying ships and a world commerce system. And then kind of the modern legend is it sunk under the sea. No, if you read what Plato said, it blew up. They had some type of energy beam sucking power out of the planet itself, and they were using it, and they had an accident, and it blew up. And you can say, well, that's a fable. Okay, well, we're here now. They talk about the superconducting supercollider in France and Switzerland, CERN. And in their main equations, they go, yeah, there's a chance this test will create a strangelet or a black hole or something else. There's a bunch of things. And we won't know, you know, for depending on what type of strangelet or black hole gets created. But a strangelet is, you know, expanding particle that has a much higher gravitational pull than anything else. And then it would immediately sink to the center of the Earth that has the most powerful gravitational pull. Once it hits the center of the Earth, it'll start gaining mass. Might take a day, might take a week, might take a month, but it'll exponentially start gaining mass. And when it hits the right level, suddenly the planet just implodes into itself and then explodes. And they say, but we're still going to do it. And then somebody continues over the last decade to sabotage it, where every time they try, everything blows up. And it's basically leaked that there are saboteurs. Somebody ought to give them a cigar. But the globalists are into this. They're like, oh, we're going to gamble. We're going to roll the dice. Their futurists say this may kill us all, but it may not. Operation Fishbowl in the 60s, hundreds of hydrogen bombs detonated by the Pentagon, by the Air Force in the upper atmosphere, to see if they could destroy or blow a hole through the Van Allen radiation belt or ignite the whole planet's atmosphere. And they thought there was a low probability that it would ignite the entire atmosphere and kill everyone, but they still did it. Does that sound like very nice people? And again, that's people think of the military as a sergeant in the Marines or the Army, or they think of it as their dad, who was a captain in the Army. No, that's not the military. That's the ground force. But the people running our military, people running the Chi-Com military and the Russian military, they're all the same. They're mad scientists. And people always ask me, who runs the world? They obsess over, oh, the Catholics secretly run it, or oh, the Jews run it, or And you can look at who runs BlackRock or who runs all that, but the mindset that runs it is mad scientists. The mindset that runs it are eugenicists. And who created that word? Plato, again. It's really his world. The most influential person in human history after Jesus Christ is Plato. There's no doubt. And then you could say the Gutenberg press and the printing press, as a machine has been most important so far. Now it's obviously AI and all the changes with that. But we're at a major crossroads. But let me continue with the pieces here, though. Then I'll get into details. So top Trump officials are moving onto military bases. What's that about? Well, I happen to know directly from the sources. I had a hand in all of this. It's just a fact. Trump has an amazing meeting of great success with Chinese leader. Trump tells Pentagon to immediately resume testing of nuclear weapons right before the meeting. Pentagon readying thousands of guard reaction forces as U.S. mission widens. And I said a month ago, I said, when they announced the 700 guard member rapid reaction force in Alabama, I said, that is just the beginning of getting people used to this. I said that, really quell an actual leftist communist uprising, you'd need, if you let the uprising start, you'd need 1 million troops. If you had enough special operations people who knew what was going on and were watching things and nipping it in the bud, you'd only need a couple thousand, but you'd have to move first on the leadership. But Trump is opting to not go on offense with these people. If I was him, we're way past the point of playing games here. They brought us into the Civil War scenario. They're the ones that want the chaos so that when Trump responds, they can call it martial law. Well, it is going to be that. Or the power goes off and we all starve to death. You see the Democrats holding us all hostage. And now I told you, this was a no-brainer, that when the air traffic controllers don't get paid, and they already, a month ago, got rid of their IT people, it's all breaking. So airports all over the country have canceled flights, shut down flights. Some have completely halted flights, like Newark, which I predict would be the first. It's a total mess with the oldest equipment. And so there's no janitors, there's no electricians, there's no IT, and in most cases they work under unions where if they are laid off or they're not paid, they're not allowed to work. Others like TSA are, but over a month into no pay, they're not highly paid, they don't have money to drive to work. They don't have money for daycare. They're selling stuff on eBay. They're asking grandma for a loan. So we're now, 30 days into the shutdown, and what happens Saturday? the EBT payments, the SNAP benefits, end. And there's 42 million completely dependent, 60-something million partially. This is going to be spectacular. Spectacularly bad. And Trump has emergency powers that he can declare, but they've kind of paralyzed him. Oh, that's a police state. No. Cutting off the police, defunding things, creating all this hatred, bringing in 40 million plus illegals, deliberately blocking the clean bill, that's the terrorism. So they created it. They say they're doing it. They made movies about doing it, Civil War and battle after battle. With Leonardo DiCaprio about a civil war and blowing up all the ICE facilities. And that's where we are. Trump doesn't want dictatorial power. But the left is pushing him into that because if Trump doesn't respond, they collapse the country and win. And if Trump does respond, then they hit with the false flags and claim that, you know, Trump's killing illegal aliens and blowing up black churches. But, I mean, you watch one battle after the next. I went and saw it. Unbearable. In fact, I meant to even review it. It was so sick. It's just people with RPGs blowing up police stations, people with dynamite blowing up feds, people sniping and killing police officers on the highway. And you got all these sickos. Notice this comes out right now. This has been in production for 2 years. All geared, all prepared, like the Joker, like Civil War. And here we are. And just imagine the Chi-Coms, who are big funders of this, and the ADL and the rest of them. And they're literally pushing this, and then you wonder why key officials have moved to military bases. Like Stephen Miller and others who don't get cabinet-level protection. Yeah, you can't live in D.C. Your houses have all been marked for death. When the Civil War kicks off, they're coming to your house. How long have I explained this? Remember the big no-no, what I really got banned off of the internet for? Lester Holt had the head of Twitter on Jack Dorsey, and he says, you've got to ban him. I've been banning everything else. He said, you got to ban him. He just called for using battle rifles to kill Antifa and journalists. And you notice they didn't show the clip because I just done an X stream, Twitter stream with millions of viewers. I was off everything else except banned.video on Infowars.com. And they just broke into Tucker Carlson's house while his wife was there in D.C., and they were saying, we're going to start going to everybody's houses, and I didn't want to give them attention, because back then it wasn't known where I lived officially, but they'd been at my house the same day. It was all part of a probe. And I said, you better have your battle rifle ready, because if they kick off the Civil War now, which Brendan was talking about then, removing Trump in a coup, I said, if they decide to go with this, they're going to go after all the key media people that are patriots, and we don't have protection. But they're also going to go after Trump's cabinet and police chiefs and mayors and people that are good and governors that are good, because that's what the plan is. And Podesta was already selling it, and Brennan was on TV on C-SPAN with a big intelligence agency alumni meeting saying, don't worry, he'll be gone. This is 2018. And they go, impeachment? And he goes, no, the other thing, and they all laughed. And that was right around this time they were really getting ready to go with the Podesta plan even earlier before they officially put out the Podesta plan in August 2020. And I saw the pre-programming, and they were just pissed because I knew it. And I didn't even say anything about journalists. I didn't say go kill journalists. Of course, they didn't show you a clip because I didn't say it. I said, you better be ready if you're going to stay in your house. You better be ready to defend yourself. You better have your battle rifle ready. And if you can afford it or do it in Europe, prominent person. And don't think you're not important, even if you're just somebody with a medium-sized show. You're probably on their list. They are coming to your house. So I was raising the alarm and saying they're getting ready to trigger this so that they wouldn't be able to trigger it. Because even back then, all the intelligence agencies, everybody listened, and they're all compartmentalized. The average threat fusion center, the average sheriff's department, the average Pentagon, you know, intelligence unit, they're not involved in any of this. It's globalist corporate contractor combines that'll do the detonation, the trigger of it. And so, you know, I mean, if I woke up and I heard Trump's been killed, I'm in the car, out of my house immediately, and I'm not even there most of the time now because I understand how red level the threat is right now. And so, you know, I wake up, God forbid, Tucker Carlson's dead. I told Joe Rogan this, everybody, I said, believe me, buddy, you're on the list, and he agrees with me. The minute you see a nuke go off, they blame it on the Russians, whatever the thing is, a black college is blown up by a truck bomb, 300 illegal aliens get shot at demonstration, that'll be the pretext for the civil unrest to overwhelm local authorities. And then sometime around that time, they're going to roll out, and you'll just hear in all the chatter, oh, all this stuff happened. All these people got killed. All these things happened. And they are just going to spring into action. They're going to attack police stations, the ones they don't fully control, and the jurisdictions they don't control. They've got a list of police they're going to kill. Folks, you need to listen to me. This is 100% going down if we don't get it word out. And I've advised on air and off air to people in the White House and the Pentagon, and they all know this. I just say you need to have urgency, and I've studied this a lot, and this is what I think you should do. And I said when Trump first got in, he needs to move all his key people to military bases immediately. Immediately. And then put them on high alert, which they've done covertly, so that they're unable to decapitate us when they make this jump. So, but just exposing him is why they're so pissed off, because the fact that tens of millions are watching and listening to this degrades their ability to carry this out very badly. But how much we degrade this plan is how much you share it and promote it. And I'm going to explain something really powerful when we come back. I'll start talking about it right now, and I'm trying to get the archivist to find it, because I get stuff like this that's so interesting and so powerful, and I ask these people, why are you telling me? And they go, well, we've decided we think you should put this out. So I, about a month ago or so, I talked about it a couple times, and of course, it didn't go viral because something's huge and exclusive and real from somebody with total credibility with this huge track record of being incredibly accurate. You know, it's like, eh. I'm told by someone in the cabinet meeting, a private one, that Kash Patel has this big fight with Tulsi Gabbard, and J.D. Vance is there, this person in the room that thought I should have this information, and that Patel killed an investigation into any accomplices of killing Kirk, foreign or domestic. And that's when I said, well, okay, it isn't officially a cover-up, and I elaborated on it some, but it's so, and then now it breaks yesterday all over the news about this exact meeting and that happening, word for word what I told you. I mean, when I'm telling you this, like, people need to understand, like, people always ask, who tells me what to say? I'm in charge. As much as anybody except, like, Trump or somebody, I call the shots. I have, like, top current people in the intelligence agencies call me and say, what should we do? I'm not bragging. You should understand the power of this broadcast, okay? I'm in command. You understand that? We'll be right back. What out there could have an effect like methylene blue and synergistically work with it to boost it and supercharge it? So I got with Bigley. They've been making supplements long before I got with them. And I got with Chase, who's really smart. And I said, I want you to go to a couple of different formulators and ask them what you think's the best. Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra Methylene Red. Now, this bottle is three times the size of an Ultra Methylene Blue bottle, because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the Methylene Blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus, it is so amazing. And it works with Methylene Blue. and it works without it. And unlike ultramethylene blue that you can't take if you're on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or certain other medications, nothing in this has any of those counterindications, but still consult your physician. But when you take it with ultramethylene blue, it just does synergistic things that are amazing. I mean, I had this idea like a month into methylene blue exploding. I said, we got to come out with something that's complementary or even better. This is the research from that. You can buy three bottles, get 25% off. Buy two bottles, get 20% off. Buy one bottle, get 15% off. And when you subscribe and you cancel any time, it locks it in at 50% off at thealexjonesstore.com. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively. Limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never been prouder of a product launch than I am of this. I really had a heavy hand in this.
So we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones Store that's ever even invented or launched something like this called Methylene Red. So I'm incredibly proud. And so we put this together as both a methylene blue super enhancer, especially with the cognitive focus benefits, the mitochondria empowerment, and the brain dropping off an extra electron for the brain cells. But it's also an incredible standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. So this is all backed by studies, by the way. We looked very carefully into this. The P5P form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerve cells and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. It's got 5 grams of TMG, a methyl donor juggernaut that recycles homocysteine, fueling DNA repair and detoxifying your brain. It's got acetyl L-carnitine in it. It's a brain-penetrating carnitine that floods your mitochondria with ATP, which is basically energy and reverses cognitive aging. It's got uridine monophosphate in it, the synaptogenesis rocket fuel that grows new dendritic spines and locks in razor-sharp memory, and just so much more. It's even got the CoQ10 in it, of course, which is huge, huge product that we've sold in different forms in the past. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement. I'm very proud that we launched it. I'm very proud that it's our second tincture on the market. And when I'm looking through these studies, I mean, here are the benefits that are listed: migraine prevention, cardiovascular help, antioxidant, cellular protection. We've got neurotransmitter synthesis and mood helps people with depression, according to these studies that I've looked at here. Even energy and fatigue reduction, more cardio production, cognitive support, mood cognition, endothelial function. I mean, it goes on and on. Nerve regeneration, cognitive and mood support.
So that's what you're getting with us, Ultramethylene Red. Everything we sell is the most insanely powerful, best thing we can come up with, because this is what we take, and it's common sense to want to sell somebody something that really works. So that's why everybody just raves and raves and raves about the products at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I didn't say what I just said last segment to sound big or be on a power trip or anything. Actually, sit back and think about who exposed the New World Order more than I have. Who has done the most wide-spectrum analysis of every facet of all these different countries' interlocking systems? I've done it. And because I've been totally immersed for 35 years in this fight, 31 on air, I've been obsessed with this since I was about 7 years old. I've been absolutely just natural to it. And that's God's hand's been on me. And the bad guys know that. They know I accurately see through their plans. To me, it's so simple. And I've been reached out to many times by the Pentagon, many times by intelligence agencies, many times by the DOJ, asking my advice for decades now, you know, the good guys in there, and what they think I think is going to happen next. And I'm just like, you don't know about all these, what they said here, there, it's all, they're like, no, give us a report. Now it's all crystal clear. So when I said, who tells Alex Jones what to say? I do. And when I say I'm in command, it doesn't mean of everything, but it means I'm in command of the information, and people know that. And that's why they want us off the air. And I told you it was the DOJ, and Trump even gave us a bunch of the documents in February, under Obama and right through to now, with these embed groups trying to take us off the air. Now, Grassley, hours ago, just released more documents where Jack Smith specifically said, I want Alex Jones and I want his crew targeted in this huge globalist, anti-American espionage operation against us. Those documents are now public, but that's a side story. I'll get to it. I already know this, okay? I told Trump he was being spied on first in July of 2016 at the RNC in Cleveland. And I met with a bunch of key officials in an undisclosed location, and I've never revealed that. So even back then, they knew to get my view on things. That's what they do, smart people. So my point is, when I tell you all of this stuff, I'm not just here saying it, okay? The globalists are planning a huge or a group of huge events. Might be a nuke blamed on Russia. There's a lot of stuff, mass false flags, you name it. They're moving the Trump officials into bunkers, okay? I told you when they said, 700 troops to Alabama for rapid reaction, that's just the beginning. Now they're preparing them in every state, and they should. This is not Trump wanting martial law. This is Trump trying to get on a war footing for the globalists making their move. And that's why they got mad in August of 2018 when I said they're getting ready to try to launch a civil war to topple Trump. I had Brennan on TV saying, don't worry, we're about to take over. The moderator and all the former intelligence people says that have been kicked out by Trump says, impeachment? And he says, no, the other thing. And they all start smiling and laughing. You only get up on TV and tell your people we're going to have a coup. And they had MUD of the CIA. You say, we're going to kill. The CIA is going to kill Trump the same week. They were up there saying, hey, we're tough. Telling their own people, we're in charge. Don't worry, we're going to kill him. And they had Antifa probes, not just at Tucker's house and mine, but almost everybody else prominently I knew. And the reason you don't make a big deal about that is you own your house in a trust, so the name isn't known. They're getting it from their law enforcement sources that are globalist, Antifa, left. And then I don't need to talk to advisors, but they also advise me and say, yeah, don't let them know that they found the right target. We've had a lot of other crews swatted, but they made the decision not to admit it because, of the point, it's not good to give that intel. So I'm explaining all this to you from the bottom, the middle, and the top how this works. Now, and I'll get to this next hour in detail, but just to explain this, back on, what was the exact date? Back in September, and the archive is quickly, because I just asked this right before the show, found one of the times. I did it many times in more detail, but they found a short clip where I say exactly what is in the New York Times, the Washington Post, everywhere yesterday. Kash Patel tried to shut down the director of national intelligence and the National Fusion Center director, which you're supposed to share intelligence. That was the point of the laws passed for 9/11, wanting no investigation of accomplices domestically or accomplices internationally. So that's officially a cover-up. Now, I said that I got that from someone in the private cabinet meeting. You understand, there's only members of the cabinet in those and their aides. And I was called, and they said, "This the information, they want you to put this out, that Kash Patel is doing a cover-up." And I said, who wants me to say that? And they told me who. And so I went on air, and I said, I've been told to tell you this. Now, word for word what I told you is now in the news, the exact meaning, all of it. I continue to point this out so some people out there that, live in la-la land can get this. This isn't some 4chan Q drop with a bunch of gobbledygook, esoteric Gnostic crap, vagaries that you're supposed to decode in your magic, you know, decoder ring. This is what happened. And I'm given these things all the time because the good guys want to boost my credibility. Many other examples. We're told from high up the campaign, yep, it's going to be this Friday. This was on Monday. Kennedy will endorse him at a big TPUSA event. It'll either be in Arizona or California. We haven't chosen. And we want you to announce it. And, of course, people said, that's crazy. He's nuts. And what I said happened. So when I tell you this stuff, I'm both doing what people in the White House ask me to do when I know it's accurate and good and always is. These are good guys. And I'm also advising them. So it's a simpatico interface, and we want to interface with you. And they know I have one of the biggest audiences out there and the most hardcore audience. So I'm explaining to you why the good guys in the White House. This isn't 8chan. This isn't 4chan. This is Alex Jones. That's my real name. This is real. And the White House wants you to know that we're winning on every front, but we haven't won the war yet. And the stakes are high. And if we're overconfident, we've got a big problem. The big guy's going to be confident for the whole world, for overall morale. But you need to know there is a serious danger. Just like Ted Cruz said last week, people not taking left-wing violence serious just because No Kings was a dud. You better watch out. They're planning something much bigger. He's telling you the truth there, too. I don't like him on foreign policy, but Cruz is very smart and a good guy overall. So we need to work with our allies. We don't need to fight over the 5% we disagree on. And quite frankly, I've read Fuentes in on this in the last 6 months, and he's listening to me now because I called him 3 weeks before they killed Charlie Kirk, and I said, you and Charlie Kirk are main targets. I can just look at all the evidence. You need to have high security. You need to watch out. You need to cancel events. They're going to try to kill you and Charlie Kirk. And he'll tell you I told him that. And he called me after Kirk got killed that evening and said, oh, my God, I'm really taking this serious. And I said, well, listen, you have to understand that there's all these factions, and the Democrats want to put us in prison, and they're the main suspects, but you know we're not sure. But I could just see the buildup in media attacks that this was going on, and there's a lot of calculus goes into it. He says, well, do you have a source? I said, no, I'm the source. That's what I do. I take all this data, and then I don't even know how I know it. I just go, then that's the prime projection. And so I explained to him, I said, we need to stabilize things. We need to call for nonviolence, which he's always done. And we need to understand that they got a lot of radical forces on the left and right. They're getting ready to clash. We have to get ahead of that to tamp that down. And I explained to him that, this is before they did it. I said, that night, I said, they're going to probably blame you for Kirk's murder. And sure enough, the next day they did. See, and when he talked to me again, he goes, how the hell, how'd you know that? So I'm not even sure how I know it. I mean, it's like, this is all I do, people. That's why all the intelligence agencies in the world listen. That's why Putin, 3 times in just the last 2 years, has sent me official, I don't put it on air and make a big deal about it, Vladimir Putin signature, come, no visa needed, no nothing. You want a private jet to come get you. We want you to come meet with Lavrov and everybody and advise us. And they're not trying to compromise me and get me to come over and work for them. I'm already standing up for Russia because they're the ones encircled and attacked. Russia gets a bunch of its talking points from me because it's true. It's not the Russians tell me. You notice I'm always ahead of the Russians of what the Russians say because they know I study them and I also have the Western understanding and I'm trying to stop a nuclear war because I'm in command. And this isn't a thing of bragging. It's super dangerous, people. And by command, you're all in command with your actions and voting and speaking out. You're not in as much command as I am, but you have all the power in the aggregate way greater than mine. And it's not about attacking Kash Patel, but he's compromised. And I can tell you, the investigations into the bad guys and me, now that they know, I can tell you that they're not over. And that was all a test to expose them. And we want them to know that now. We're smarter than you. We're tougher than you. We're real Americans. If we wanted, we do it a lot better than you. But we're not pieces of crap that need to see other people dumbed down and poisoned so we feel more powerful. We are the real aristocrats that raise civilization, that believe in humanity. You are the losers. And I'm talking to the higher-up bad guys, not their idiot minions. So I'm going to go to Chase Geiser. I appreciate him coming on because he knocked it out of the park the other day. But I'll get more to this next hour because it feeds into everything. But the point is, they're getting ready to make their big move. They've been making it. The shutdown's the big move. It is the smokescreen trigger so they can say, oh, it was Trump in a shutdown, even though they did it. That will then be the gauleiter or the preparer of the ground for the different scenarios they've got. And I know the different scenarios, what they pre-programmed, how they operate. I've got a good idea. I don't know which card they're going to play because they're sitting there with their cards in their hand, not sure which ones they're going to play. And right before they play their cards, we'll see a big flurry of them pre-programming. So we'll know, probably. But this universe isn't a vacuum. By us exposing them, do you understand how upset they are? That a month before they tried to kill Trump and Butler, that I said he should not be doing outdoor events, they're going to try to kill him in the next month. I didn't do that ever before. I could see all the signs. You could be sitting there in the woods hunting. And you hear the squirrels and the birds and all the chirping and the squirrels barking. They go, and all of a sudden, everything is quiet. And you go, okay, is that a coyote? Is that some wild hogs? Something they're scared of. And then you sit back. Is that a, because they don't do that for deer coming through. And you sit back and you kind of sit there in your little tree stand. You start looking. What am I about to see? I'm about to see a mountain lion? About to see a black bear? About to see maybe some bobcats? They'll get quiet for those. I'm about to see some wild hogs. You see? But take that as a hunter and knowing your environment, all of a sudden everything is quiet. That's your surveillance system. Well, imagine taking that with all the political stuff to the next level and the next level and the next level and the next level. And then you are the hunter and you, that's what you do. You're the Jaeger master. And I've told the globalists, you think you're hunting us. No, you are the hunted. Because now the lights are on. And nothing you do will get you out of this now. Only surrender will save you. All right, so here I am in September. This is just a clip they found. Great job. But I did like 20 minutes on it. I know we're going to find that block. And it's the meeting I told you about, everything I told you. This is just a short clip they found. I'm sure they'll find a longer one. I know I talked about it at least three times. And I should have made a bigger deal about it. But it was so horrifying to know that Kash Patel killed any investigation into foreign involvement or domestic involvement into any accomplices and how I was given it. And I asked, because I'm being given this because I'll do it. And I have a big audience, and you can't. And they're like, absolutely, of course, yeah, that's why. Do you need us to tell you that? Yeah, I've asked these people before, like, why'd you tell me this and didn't even tell me off record? It should have been off record. Oh, we just knew you'd know to have it off record. We respect you. We just give you information. You know, kind of want to see what you think. That's real respect, people. That's what this is about. And the enemy respects me and hates me and wants to destroy me. All I'm asking for you to do is recognize the trust that God has put in InfoWars and the crew and all of us and the listeners. We're all one big family. And realize we're the best hope there is of stopping this. This isn't about bragging. It's about telling people, hey, folks, look in the mirror. We're who's coming to save us. And the enemy recognizes you, this family, this operation, this audience of activists as the big threat. So I need to tell you, you're the big threat and all the danger that comes with it. It's a responsibility. It's not a power trip. But you have to recognize the power you've been given. God appointed us for this time. So that's a report to you on the state of affairs. Here's a clip from September.
I've got to get 10 different assumptions to make this gunshot work. And maybe, right, Alex, in the universe of worlds, maybe the jackpot Powerball got hit and all of those things happened. And that's what led to this 30-06 round nap passing through his neck. If you want to believe that, and I know some people do, that's fine. But I'm sorry, it's not.
I don't know anybody who wants to believe this now, but the FBI. But I was told 2 days before Patel came out and said, we're looking at everything, all the angles, helpers. Blah, blah, blah. I was told from inside the White House, no. They're going with lone gunmen. They're not even looking at the Tranifa saying he'll be dead tomorrow. So I was told by very credible people there's a cover-up, and I don't say that with pleasure. All right, so the archivist found that, or actually Rob Dew found that. I did at least 20 minutes on it. Find the full thing, right, about foreign involvement as well. That's the key. And so that's a cover-up. And by the way, that those federal agencies, the Tulsi Gabbard's agency, were set up after 9/11 for sharing. And Gabbard and the agency she's working with, there's two of them, they said, no, we found evidence of foreign involvement. That's coming up next hour. Because now I got a lot more details of this meeting. I was just told about the meeting with Patel there, screaming at people. That's my FBI. You don't look at that. They're supposed to under law. And I'm going to show you. And it's not about having a hard-on for this guy. But everybody else is scared to go after him. Well, I'm not. So, because I don't think about what happens to me. And people know that. If something's the truth and it's got to be done, I don't even think about consequences. And there's a freedom in that. All right, let's go to Chase Geiser. We'll hold him over a little bit. Chase Geiser does a great job at InfoWars hosting Sunday Night Live, Tomorrow's News, tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., and as soon as we launch the bigger new network, we're trying to draft him to do at least 1 hour a day. But Chase, you and I said, hey, what will supercharge methylene blue? Everybody said, oh, take this with it, take that with it. I said, can we safely put all these things with it? You went to three top formulators. They came up with very similar things, and you fed it into ChatGPT at my request. And it was very almost identical, except for the dosages, to what we came up with. Ultramethylene red is incredible. I want you to read over what it is and the ingredients and what ChatGPT said about it. Incredible product. We got the first run of it. It's going to sell out at current sales rates by about Sunday. More should be in a month. It funds the operation, but all this stuff really works. So thealexjonesstore.com. Look at that. Just gorgeous. It's the same cost as the ultramethylene blue, but it takes more to deliver the compounds we need, so it's twice the size, but the same price. Chase Geiser, tell us about this incredible product that you really were at the center of more than anybody, so congratulations.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm incredibly proud of this product and the team here who worked to formulate it. We spent months on this. This is something that we started talking about months ago. And what we wanted to do, as far as the ChatGPT thing is concerned, Alex, with this formula, we never start with AI to make the formula. We use AI as a cross-reference when we reach out to actual researchers, chemists, scientists, and experts in the field to just make sure that things are lining up, right? So what we did was we reached out to a bunch of different formulators. We put together a formula that we liked based on the crossover between what the feedback was from our research experience. And then we just solicited from AI what would be an example of ingredients or formulas that would super enhance the effects of methylene blue. And it was just astounding to see how close that was to what we came up with. So this is really an incredible product. Obviously, I love the name. I love the bottle. And I just want to emphasize, not only is this product an incredible super enhancer for methylene blue. I mean, if methylene blue makes you feel like you're plugged into the wall, methylene red makes you feel like you're plugged into the power source at the core of the sun. I mean, this is just next level amplification here at this point, if you stack them like that. And all the products of the store are designed to be stackable so that you can maximize the benefits. But it's not just a methylene blue enhancer. This is something that's incredible for people, regardless of whether they take methylene blue, for all sorts of benefits. It's got B2 in it. It's got B6 in it, B12 in it, 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12. It's basically everything that was in Ultra 12 when we used to sell that. And it's incredible for, based on the studies, things like reversing the aging of our brain cells, regenerative neuron development. And it just goes on and on and on what it does. Mood regulations even in here. There's even studies that show that the ingredients in this formula have shown a decrease by like 47% in macular degeneration, right? And so we don't make any health claims on, we encourage people to do their own research and obviously talk to their doctor, but all of the data, all of the science, and not the Fauci science, I mean the real science, just goes to show that this tincture, our second tincture on the site, thealexjonesstore.com, is one of, if not, in my opinion, the best tincture on the market, especially for people that are wanting energy and focus.
It's got everything that cleans out mitochondria, supercharges energy, all works healthily, synergistically together. What boosts methylene blue, but even by itself does insane things. And like you said, I've been taking it now for about 5 days. It's crazy good. It's absolutely amazing.
I can tell. I can tell that you've been taking it. I was very impressed with the 20 minutes before you invited me on, just watching. I mean, you was just on the ball. I literally thought to myself, and I wasn't just wanting to plug it this way. I literally thought to myself, I think he took the methylene red.
I took it this morning.
Yeah.
At 7 a.m. when I got here to work out. So it's just an incredible product. It would take hours to go and everything that's in it. It's all, by the way, organic. A lot of the stuff that they say is good, if it's synthetic, is toxic. Nothing synthetic in this. All of it supercharges together, and everybody owes it to themselves to get this. And then listen, just trust us. You're funding the operation. You know it's doing great work, so you're winning right there. Get it. See how amazing it is, and then get hooked, and it's a great relationship. We just need people to get off the fence with the methylene blue and now the ultra methylene red. You see all these hosts I give it to, or guests, every one of them is blown away. I've given it to like 500 people. Three of them didn't feel it. And some people have said, I can't take it. I think I'm going crazy on it. I mean, so you got to talk to physicians. This stuff is the methylene blue, but I can't wait to give guests and people this. Now, I've noticed methylene blue hits for me in 15 minutes. This takes about an hour. So I haven't done a study of all the things that are in it, but I guess they're a little bit slower moving, but it's still okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is an example of a supplement too, that if you take it consistently, I do believe there's buildup and you're going to maximize the effects. But the thing I like about it is it's not an intense jittery ambush, but it's not just the way that it makes me feel and the state of mind that it puts me in. One of the reasons I'm really proud of this product, Alex, Ultra Methylene Red, is because it's so perfectly in line with the philosophy of InfoWars and the Alex Jones Show and what you do. We've said for over 30 years, that there's a war on for your mind. That's in part why we call InfoWars InfoWars. And there's really two ways that you can fight the war that's on for your mind. You can do things like support Alex Jones and InfoWars. And you can take products like Ultra Methylene Red or Ultra Methylene Blue that literally physically improve your mind and your focus and your energy and your ability to cognitively function at an optimal level. And so I really like these products.
They put fluoride in to dumb us down. This is literally the opposite of that. And so, yes, support people that expose and lift people up informationally, but also individually boost your own cognitive support and health.
100%. Can you imagine if they were putting methylene red in the water to turn the frogs brilliant?
By the way, they're talking about putting drugs in the water to make women in Europe marry Muslims. I showed a newscast earlier. They're talking about putting, I'm not joking, lithium in the water
That's
to make
wild.
Us more docile. Hold on, I'm going to talk more about this. But folks, you get it 50% off when you subscribe. That way, when it sells out, it doesn't sell out. They hold it back for you. Cancel anytime. Become a VIP. $30 a month. Get $40 spent in the store. Special deals, special offers. Hour number two, straight ahead.
The American spirit is the fire of freedom, ignited by the Founding Fathers' fearless words on the printing press. Carried by Paul Revere's midnight ride to warn of tyranny's approach, it's the courage of the Alamo, where men and women stood against impossible odds for a better tomorrow. It's the resolve of a nation daring to dream beyond the stars. InfoWars is that spirit reborn. We are the lighthouse, shining truth on the hidden rocks of corruption, foreign and domestic. We challenge power, expose lies.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
And arm we the people with knowledge to forge their own path. This is the fight for freedom. InfoWars is you, me, and every patriot who dares to seek the truth. Join us. Stand tall. For when the stakes are this high, truth is our greatest weapon. InfoWars is America.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.